From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week, with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. Six people were wounded and one attacker was killed by police in Israel after two gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba on Sunday. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanifi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who handled finances between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. President Barack Obama called the day an important milestone for the agreement reached in July. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday. The remaining areas will go to the polls in early December. This is VOA News. Kopu, a powerful, slow-moving typhoon, hit the northern Philippines early Sunday, downing power and communications lines with powerful winds and rains. The storm could last until Wednesday. Weather forecasters say Kopu will remain over the island of Luzon for several days due to high pressure area in the north and another typhoon in the northwest Pacific. Forecasters predict the storm could dump 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. Chris Stein gives us a report on reaction to the recent election in Guinea.
The head of Guinea's independent National Electoral Commission, Bakary Fofana, announced President Alpha Conde's re-election victory. He says before the Constitutional Court's final validation of the results, the Electoral Commission proclaims Conde is the winner in the first round of voting held last Sunday. Before the results were announced, Guinea's main opposition leader and former Prime Minister, Selu Daline Diallo, announced he and the six other opposition candidates would reject them. Chris Stein, Lagos.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting with Turkish leaders Sunday in an effort to secure their country's help in stemming the flow of migrants into Europe. Merkel met with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu at his office in Istanbul ahead of a meeting with President Tayyip Erdogan scheduled for later in the day. In a news conference, the prime minister said that Turkey is ready to work with Germany on preventing illegal migration, but the crisis cannot be resolved without a solution to the conflict in Syria. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush Sunday cast doubt on rival Donald Trump's judgment and ability to lead the United States. He said the Republican front-runner discusses foreign policy like a reality show star. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, the former Florida governor added he has grave doubts about Trump's ability to appropriately handle America's nuclear weapons. Trump fired back immediately on Twitter, saying, quoting, "Jeb, why did your brother," that meaning former President George W. Bush, "attack and destabilize the Middle East?" Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the Russian government should be held accountable for the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 last year over eastern Ukraine. In an interview on CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS, Poroshenko said the nation or person responsible for shooting down the plane should be brought to justice. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.